Welcome to Kingdom Connections with Prophet Evelyn Derry, where you will be empowered on your journey in Christ.
Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Let's get into his very presence on tonight. We're so happy that you're tuned in tonight, but now we need to shift so that something can be birthed tonight. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah.
Let's get ready to welcome our host, Prophet Evelyn Derry.
Good evening, Kingdom family. This is Prophet Evelyn Derry. We're so excited tonight to have you on Block Talk Radio, Kingdom Connections Live. And on tonight, we have an awesome show prepared for you. But tonight, I want you to get prepared. We would like to do a test tonight. If you are here tonight, if you're live, I want you to press 1 to speak to the host so that we'll know that everybody is tuned in live, that you can hear me fine. Amen. We're going to do something a little differently tonight. So if you would do that, go ahead and press 1 to speak to the host. We want you to get in tune with us tonight and that we will be able to connect with you tonight. We want this to be a kingdom connection. We want God to begin to move in great and marvelous ways. So if you are here tonight, remember to press 1 to speak to the host, and then we're going to really get into our broadcast tonight. We're going to come back a little later to take any feedback that we may have, any rebuttal, anything that we want to talk about tonight. We're going to come back and we're going to begin to talk about some things that is going to be very, very awesome. My name is Prophet Evelyn Derry, and I'm the pastor of Impact Fire Ministries in Bossier City, Louisiana. And also, I'm the founder of Evelyn Derry Ministries, where we empower the people in the kingdom of God to soar high in the things of him. Amen. So I just wanted to introduce myself for those of you. If it's your first time on here, we would love to hear your feedback. We get into the times that we're here, and we really would like to hear from those who are tuned in. So if you're here, go ahead now while we're right here and press 1 to speak to the host. Amen. And we would love to hear from you. Let us know where you're actually calling in from, and we would love to talk to you for a moment before we actually get into the word. Amen. Come on, don't be shy. I know that we have several people on here. Amen. We'd love to know your city, We'd love to know where you're actually tuning in from. All right, well, guess what? We're going to keep it moving. Remember to come back, and you can press 1 to speak to the host at a later time. Tonight we are here to talk about birthing a legacy. For 3 weeks, God has really truly had me on this, and we have learned so much about carrying our legacy and carrying the miracles that are inside of us, and it has been a really awesome, awesome time. As we know, your legacy is your inheritance. And I want to tell you tonight that your legacy is not just money or property. Amen. It could be so many wonderful things that your ancestors or someone you love have left for you. And you want to make sure that you're leaving a legacy for your children and your children's children. Now, you cannot leave a legacy if you're barren, if you're stagnant, if you're not producing. Now, I want to tell you tonight, I don't know about you, but I want to make sure that my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren and the generations to come, that I'm leaving something tangible for them to be able to see God's hand at work. I want to rob, and listen, this is what Miles Monroe said. He said, you ought to want to rob the graveyard of all your gifts and talents. When you die, you want to die empty. You don't want to die with all of those dreams and visions in your head. You want to make sure that you're living life to the fullest and that you're soaring high in the things of God. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight we're going to begin to take a look at a few people. Now, I want to talk to you for a moment about a few people who started off barren. They started off what it looks like everything is going in the opposite direction from what they actually set out to do. So there are a lot of people in the Word that we will see that have started off, guess what, they started off in the Word, they started off in the things of God, and it seemed like everything was stagnant, you know, that it wasn't going anywhere. So tonight we're going to take a look at Leah and Rachel, all right? So we're going to take a look at Leah and Rachel. Now, we start off here with the story of Leah and Rachel. This is a big issue because Leah and Rachel, they're sisters, and there was a big situation that took place with Jacob that caused them to have to, you know, actually become sibling rivalries. They were rivalries. One of them, you know, they disliked one another. They had issues going on, and it's all because of some things that happened with the father-in-law and also with Jacob. Okay, so they began to have just quarrels all the time because of the things that were going on. Now you have Leah. Leah, she was my goodness. She was fertile as I don't know what. She was so fertile. Every time she looked up, she was having a baby. It would seem to you, sometimes when you see people advancing, it seemed like they should be happy because they have money, because they have cars, because they have property. You may think that those people are very, very happy because they look like they have it all together. They look like everything is A-okay. It looks like everything is going right in their favor. But guess what? Deep down in their heart, there are some issues that they're dealing with. There are some concerns that they're dealing with. Everything is not as it always seems. So sometimes you may see people, they may seem like they're advancing, they may seem like they're multiplying and growing, and everything is tremendous. But I want to tell you that only what you do for Christ shall last. Listen, you know what? When you do things for God, it will continue to multiply. You will begin to see a wealth of things come forward, and God will bless you in a mighty major way. So tonight we're going to be talking for a few moments, amen, about Leah. Let's look at Leah for a minute, okay? So Leah, as I told you, she was having babies. They were just popping out all over the place, and she was fertile, okay? So when Leah had her first baby, which was Reuben, she began to make a statement in Genesis. She began, Genesis 29 and 32, she began to make this statement, "Now, therefore, my husband will love me after firstborn Reuben is born." So she thought that because she had a baby that would have him to love her. And I'm here to tell you, just because, you know, somebody has a baby with another person, it doesn't mean that they love them. It doesn't mean that they're committed. So you have to make sure that the person that you connect with, that you're connected with someone that truly loves you, and that out of that love, your children will begin to come, and then you will be able to birth miracle signs and wonders. Now, I'm saying this right now because we're talking about travailing, and we're going to get to that in a moment. I want to talk to you about what it means to travail, but here we see that out of all of these things that were going on in Leah's life, she kept having babies. So baby number one, here's her statement: now, therefore, my husband will love me. Baby number two, that was Simeon. At Simeon's birth, she began to say, because the Lord has heard that I am unloved, he gave me the son. Now, you have to understand, she was in a place of despair. She began to talk about her pain. She began to talk from a place of desperation. She began to talk from a place where she really was lonely and she wanted love. She was looking for love in all the wrong places. My goodness. Some of you may be looking for love in all the wrong places. Some of you may be wasting time. Your destiny awaits. You may be travailing for something that wasn't for you. Make sure that you're not actually trying to run after something that wasn't assigned to you. What's assigned to you, what God has for you is for you. Whatever that is that God has given you, he's given it to you, come on, glory to God, to bless you. So if he's coming and he's giving all of these things to you, then you need to understand some things about the whole situation, that though you may look like, you know, you might look like you're barren. You may not look like it's not coming. It may look like things are not happening for you, but things are truly happening. You just have to be patient in your process. Every time I tell people about that, I say there is a process, hallelujah, to victory. Most people, it's just like when they get a new piece of furniture. They're skipping the directions. They're not actually following the directions. They're trying to put that piece of furniture together without it, and all of a sudden it collapses. That's what happens to your destiny. If you don't take time and begin to really truly seek God in prayer, and you're going to have to cry sometimes. Sometimes you're going to have to get on your knees and travail and ask God to give you some things, so that once you actually travail, there shall be victory. After all of the pain, God is going to push you to your purpose. He's going to push you to your destiny, and there's going to be miracle signs and wonders that are going to manifest. So as I said, in Genesis 29 and 33, she began to talk about Simeon's birth, and she said, because the Lord has heard that I am unloved. Now, here it is, Genesis 29 and 34. She says, now this time my husband will become attached to me because I have bore him three sons. My goodness, hallelujah. Listen, it don't matter how many children you have for a person, that doesn't mean that that person will be attached to you. That doesn't mean that that person really cares for you. So you could have all of the babies in the world and never truly be happy, never truly be content. And I know some of you, you're probably asking, what does this have to do about travail? She was travailing, but she was naming every one of her miracles out of her pain. You don't want to name your miracle, the thing that God has blessed you with, out of your pain. You want to make sure that you're giving it blessed names. And yes, there's a lot in a name. And that's one of the things that I always tell people, be careful of what you're naming your child, because you need to do some research and background on that child's name, so that every day when you're calling them, some names are crazy. Some names mean crazy stuff. You might be calling your child a donkey or whatever it is. So you need to go and you need to begin to research those names before you just say, oh, that's a nice, pretty name. I like it, so I'm going to give this to my child. Okay, make sure that you're birthing, when you're birthing things, that you're giving it the right name. Even your business. If your business is starting out on the wrong name, guess what? There are going to be some problems. So truly go to God and ask him, what name should you have for that ministry, for that vision, for that business? Anything that you're trying to put together, make sure you're going to God first and you're asking him before you begin to put it together. The next thing, she began to say, now I will praise the Lord after Judah's birth. Now here, her conversation is changing. When she got to Judah, she began to say, I'm about to praise the Lord anyhow. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to get to the place where you're praising God, your conversations are changing, the things that's going on in your head are changing, and guess what? You're changing your way of thinking. You're changing your perceptions. You're changing the way you receive things. You're changing the way you do things, and because you've done that, now God can bless you. Amen. So she began to say, you know what? Amen. Now I will praise the Lord. That's in Genesis 29. Sometimes you got to find your place of worship. You got to find a place and a position in God. The next thing she says in Genesis 30:10. Now this here is another conversation. Sometimes you try to fix, you try to fix things on your own. And when you try to fix things on your own, you have a big mess. So here we are. It says that God has given me my hire because I have given my maid to my husband after Issachar's birth. Wrong answer. Amen. Listen, you don't have to help God out in the birthing process. You don't have to go and try to fix it because of your situation. Because one thing about God, when he gets ready to bless you, he's going to bless you what you need. He's going to bless you with the things that he desires for you to have. So you have to be very, very careful not to run out and say, God, I'm going to fix this. You're taking too long. I'm tired of waiting. I've been waiting on my husband. I've been waiting on my job. I've been waiting on my business. And then when you get any old kind of thing, then you want to get mad with God and you want to blame God. Well, you have to be careful when you're actually trying to fix things yourself, because it can be a long-term problem that will carry on into the future. Okay, here we are now in Genesis 30 and 20. God has endowed me with a good endowment. My husband will dwell with me because I have bore him 6 sons after Zelubium's birth. You know, this goes back now. She's kind of like still thinking that now her husband will abide with her. Now her husband will love her. So she's kind of like still wanting that love, and she's wanting that compassion. She's wanting all of the things that her sister has from her husband. First of all, she's looking at her sister, Rachel, and she's seeing the compassion. She's seeing the love, and she's seeing the affection. But on the other hand, Rachel is looking out the window in another way. She's seeing all of these babies running around, laughing. You know, they have life. They're vibrant. She's seeing all of these things going on. And, you know, she's like, man, I know that I want to have my own child. I want to have my child for myself. I don't want to have to look at my sister and see that she's been blessed and favored because she's having all of these babies. So I want to tell you, just because somebody advances before you, that doesn't mean that they're more powerful than you. That doesn't mean that they're more successful than you. That doesn't mean that they're going to make it further than you. It's just that right now they're in a situation where it appears, like I said, things are not as they seem on the surface. So you have to be patient with God. Rachel saw all of this stuff. She saw that her sister had, it looked like her sister had it going on. So Rachel envied her sister and said to Jacob, give me children or else I die. In Genesis 30 and 1. My goodness. You know, Jacob was standing up there, or hallelujah, whatever position he was in, and he was like, it's not my fault. It's not my fault that you're not having children. So he began to get angry because he felt like he was being blamed for what was happening to Rachel. He wanted Rachel to have a child. He wanted Rachel to be successful in what she was going for. And you have to understand, God is going to give you what he desires you to have in your season. When the right season comes, then he will bless you. Now, you know, all of these stories in the Bible, they're so awesome. They're so magnificent. They show so many different things, amen. They show us, amen, that when you are truly going to God and seeking the Lord's face, he will answer. So the envy didn't open her womb, all right? Listen, I'm going to tell you this, because sometimes we'll think that because she began to envy Leah, that guess what, that answered the problem. Envy doesn't solve our problems. It makes us blind. When you are starting to envy people, you're blind to your own destiny. You're blind to your own purpose. You have tunnel vision on somebody else's stuff instead of focusing on what God has given you. The Lord opened up Rachel's womb, and she was able to conceive her own children. Now, the part that we're going to get to right here is the fact that when she actually had her children, she had children, oh, my God, that were favored. You know, your children that might be taking a little while to get there, your blessings, your miracles, amen, glory to God, the things you believe in God for, it may be taking a little while to get there, but it's on the way, amen. So Leah, she bore many children. It seemed to be a sign of God's favor. Rachel seemed like she wasn't having any children. It might have seemed like God pleased with her. Rachel stole her father's idols as they were trying to move out, and she worshiped them. Leah worshiped God and kept asking him for more and more sons in hope that maybe Jacob would love her. But you have to understand, the best place to stay is not in a place of jealousy and envy and resentment, but actually to walk in love. Leah was jealous of Rachel because Jacob was in love with her. Rachel was always jealous of Leah because Leah could bear children. Rachel was unhappy due to God closing her womb. Leah was happy and rejoiced over her children. So they had a whole lot of things that were going on. Rachel died after giving birth to Benjamin. Well, what happened, she began to really travail. She had a very, very hard birth. Now, during the time that she actually lived to see the baby come, but then she actually died. But one thing about it is she wanted to name the child after the pain. That's what we talked about a few moments ago. Do not name your situation out of the pain. Yes, it seemed like there was this big old contest that was going on between both of them. You know, they kept having all kind of things going on, and they kept going back and forth. But one thing about it is, out of all of it, there was victory in the end. And so instead of him being named Benyani, which means, you know, I'm upset, I'm angry, I'm, you know, God doesn't love me. That's all the things that she was feeling. Amen. But now Benjamin means son of my right hand. So he actually named him after being the son that would be at his right hand. Now, I want to tell you tonight, I know that all of this seems like it's far-fetched, like God is not going to bless you. But you can reach it. You can achieve anything that you set out to do. It can be done. It is possible. God can give you everything that you need. You're in a process now where you are getting ready to birth your miracle, to birth your blessing. And sometimes you have to travail. I think about this all the time. If you are an intercessor, this is a time that you really, listen, intercessors, if they really, really are before God, they will look ugly. On public display, they look like crazy people, tears running down their face, they're crying, they're saying words nobody can understand. And that's the same thing when a woman is really, truly about to give birth to her child. She's going through so much pain. That's not the time where she wants people snapping pictures of her. That's not the time where she wants people to actually be all around her, because it's a private and it's an intimate time. Well, that's the same thing. When you're getting ready to birth your destiny, you're going to see that things are going to start closing in. A lot of people will not be able to be around you because you're in a process of birthing. You might even have times when you have to cry, and people are wondering, why are you crying? Why are you doing all this crying? Every day you're crying. Why? Because you're getting ready to break through. Some things are about to come forward. Some things are about to come into existence. That's the reason why you're going through all of the things that you're going through, because, number one, the enemy already knows that you're going to be victorious. The enemy already knows that you're going to be on top. The enemy already knows that you've won. The enemy already knows that if you stay on the right path, God will bless you. In this season, when you see God blessing you, don't name it out of the pain. You know, you look at it, you say, this is hard. You know, I can't do it. Don't say all of those things out of your mouth. The enemy is ready to pick all of that up and run with it. So you have to watch your words in this season. You have to watch the things that you say. You have to watch the people who you're saying it to. You're saying it to, because you have to understand you're in that birthing process. I want you to think about this. Think about being in a room getting ready to push. When you're in a room and you're getting ready to push, they start putting people out of the birthing room. Why? Because you might holler. Because you might say things that you don't really mean during the time. So you have to get into that intimate place. There's going to be a time then that you have to go before the Lord. You're going to have to lay on your face. You're going to have to begin to seek God. You're going to have to begin to say, you know what, God, I'm ready to go in. I'm ready to fight for my things that you have given to me. I'm ready to be blessed. You're going to have to get into that place where you are positioning yourself to receive the blessing. You have to get into that place where you say, I'm ready to go on. Hallelujah. I'm ready to cross the finish line. Listen, when a race is on, you have the people who are lined up. They're waiting for that gun, that start gun to go. And when that start gun goes, when the people are running a marathon or a race, they begin to raise that gun up in the air. And guess what? All of the people who are participating, all of the runners are ready. They have their mindset on the finish line. But the finish line seems so far away. But when they hear that sound go, they run. And as they run as if they already won that race. They already won that race. Why? Because they're not worried about how far that finish line is, as long as they make it to the finish line. Stop worrying about how long God is taking. Listen, the race wasn't given to the swift nor to the strong, but to the one that endureth to the end. Things will work out for the good of them that love the Lord. As long as you keep pursuing the things of God, as long as you keep pressing, as long as you keep pushing, then you're going to make it to the place in which God has for you. But if you allow people who are on the sidelines, even if you think about that runner that's in the race and somebody calling them ugly and somebody say you can't run and somebody telling them, you know, no, 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 you're not going to make it to the end. And if they focus on that, if you focus on the sideline nonsense, you're going to lose the race. Good God, I'm out of it. Listen, I ain't never seen nobody on the sideline, amen, that finished the race. So why are you worrying about the people who are on the sideline? Amen. Glory to God. You got to travail. You got to push with everything in you to make it to that finish line. What they say don't matter. What they're saying about you don't matter. Come on here. You have to stay on the path in which God has placed you on. That race, come on, glory to God. If you really focus, it's already won. If you focus on God, if you focus on Jesus, it already won. They might be laughing at you and saying you were the last one to start your business. Don't you worry. Amen. Glory to God, because they might have started their business in a wrong manner and it collapsed. It might even actually grow. But guess what? Amen. Glory to God. God will have you to come on the scene only on that 1 month. And guess what? Your ministry that superseded, or your business that superseded them. Or guess what? Amen. You're on that job and you got a raise quicker than they did. Why? Because you're not focused on them. Focusing on winning the race. You're focusing on leaving a legacy. You're focusing on being able to leave something for your children and your children's children. You're not concerned about the noise from the sideline. Listen to this. Amen. You got to understand those voices from the sidelines will be, guess what, will be far away from you, amen, glory to God, when you're on the top. You won't even be able to hear it. It'll be like an echo, 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 because I'm at the top. Amen. Guess what? I can't even hear you because God has elevated me to another place. And just know this, even though you might have started off at the same, my God, at the same time with people, this is the thing, a lot of people started out with you. There were a lot of people who, you know, they say, you know what, amen, I'm starting out with you, but now they're going astray, and you still holding on. And because you're still holding on, God is blessing you. And because you're still holding on, God is multiplying you. And because you're being consistent, God is giving you those things that you've been believing him for. And because you didn't give up, because you didn't quit, because you didn't throw in the towel, now God is superseding the things for you that you thought that was going to happen. You might have thought that only a a few things were going to happen, but God then shifted you into a whole nother place. Can I tell you this tonight? The Lord then opened up your womb for a miracle. You are no longer barren. Come on here. You're no longer in lack. Come on. Hallelujah. You're no longer without. You're no longer, amen, glory to God, going to see those days, amen, hallelujah, when you're feeling like you're down and out if you trust God. Yes. See, when you trust God, guess what? You ain't got to worry about, you don't have to worry about anything. If you trust him, you already know that he holds your future. You already know that he's taking care of you today. He, guess what? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Come on. And because he's the same, that means what he did in the past, God Almighty, he's going to do it for you. So you don't have to worry about, amen, glory to God, the people who are seemingly advancing, hallelujah, before you, because now God is going to bring your miracle forth. I don't care how long you've been waiting, amen, hallelujah. I don't care how long you come on, they might have told you, you barren, you're not going to have any children, you're not going to be about anything. The devil is a liar. You shall succeed and you shall do, hallelujah, what God has sent you to do. No matter, watch this, people are going to be sitting around, amen, they're going to wonder, how is it that you advanced? They're going to wonder, how is it, amen, glory to God, that you were able to make it to that place? We can look at Hannah. Hannah just knew, amen, glory to God, that she was not going to have any children. But when she went before the Lord and she cried out to the Lord began to move on her behalf. Woo! She watched all of those other women, and it seemed like they were bearing children, but she said, God, if you give me my child, I'm going to give it back to you. Lord have mercy. Listen, why are we not giving our business back to God? Why are we not giving our vision back to him? Why are we not giving our dreams back to him and saying, God, you gave it to me. Now I'm going to give it to you. Amen. Glory to God. It's in your hands. You do it with it, whatever you desire to do with it. Woo, my. You know what? You think about this, you know, Elizabeth, amen, she was temporarily barren. And her husband and her was, guess what, they were in disbelief. And God had to shut her husband's mouth up. My God, hallelujah. Sometimes God going to have to shut your mouth until the miracle come forth. Hallelujah. Sometimes God got to shut your mouth because you're talking too much. Hallelujah. Sometimes God has to shut your mouth. He walked around and it was looking like he was deaf, dumb, and mute. Because sometimes if you begin to talk to certain people, certain individuals too much, they want to send for, guess what, a word of sabotage. They didn't went around telling everybody how dirty, how low down, come on, hallelujah, how your business won't be nothing, amen, glory to God, how you never going to make it. They do all of these things, but God has a promise for your life, amen, hallelujah. See, Elizabeth, you know what, she had to believe God. The couple were barren, they were old, they figured, you know what, you might figure yourself, you know what, I'm too old to start my business. I'm too old to go back to school. I'm too old to do all these things. But when Zechariah was visited by an angel announcing, your prayers have been heard. Lord have mercy. Can I tell you tonight, your prayers have been heard. Whoo, good God Almighty. This is what it says. Your prayers have been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son. And you, come on, glory to God, are to give him the name John. Good God Almighty, John the Baptist, the forerunner for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm talking about favor. Good God Almighty. Not only did they give him a child, but gave him a forerunner, gave him a trailblazer. Lord have mercy. Whoo, good God Almighty. The people wasn't ready to see him come on the scene, but it came anyhow. Amen. Glory to God. So that's a temporary situation. And what, you know, what had to happen, God had to say, you know what? Amen. Glory to God. I know you're going to talk too much. So since you're going to talk too much, even the people were trying to give the baby another name. And guess what? Amen. Glory to God. God said, you know what? I'm going to keep you quiet until it's time for you to really talk. Woo! Just imagine, amen, glory to God, how the people were looking because you were with child and old. Good God Almighty, there was talk going around saying, how this old lady, amen, glory to God, how is this old lady pregnant? Amen, glory to God. Some people might be saying, how is this old man, how is this old woman blessed like that? Hallelujah. Woo! Good God Almighty, you blessed like that? Amen, glory to God, because you serve a God like that. Hallelujah. When you serve the King of Kings and you serve the Lord of Lords, you already won. You're already victorious. You're already on top. You're already going higher. Woo, glory to God. I felt the Lord right there. Amen. Glory to God. Y'all got to excuse me for a moment. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because some of y'all coming out of the barren situation, some of y'all being released from those temporary, come on, glory to God. And, oh, Lord God, temporary barrenness. Some of y'all, amen, that's been childless. Some of y'all, amen, glory to God, that's been visionless. Some of y'all, amen, glory to God, that's been without, that's been in lack. Come on, glory to God. God's about to visit you. There's an angel about to be sent and dispatched on your behalf. Oh, Lord, have mercy. One thing I love about God, he always sent a messenger. Amen. Whenever he get ready to for a messenger, amen, glory to God. So no matter what somebody says, amen, glory to God, your situation just changed. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah, Jesus. I say your situation just changed. That temporary thing, that temporary situation, somebody needs to begin to say, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. My situation just changed. I'm with child. Lord, glory to God. My situation just changed. Come on, glory to God. I'm with child. I'm about to have my baby. Good God Almighty. God then lined up my birth canal, and I'm about to push, baby, push. Oh, glory to God. Whatever it was, temporary, amen, glory to God. You might have been infertile, amen, glory to God, for a temporary season. But God, amen, glory to God, is dispatching, hallelujah, an angel to minister to you, to minister to your situation, to bring forth life, amen, glory to God. Moab's wife, amen, glory to God, she brought forth Samson. Lord have mercy. It was surprising, amen, glory to God, that this barren woman's name, hallelujah, glory to God, wasn't even mentioned. But by faith, amen, glory to God, twice an angel appeared, hallelujah, and provided the details of the pregnancy. Lord have mercy. They were given instructions. The angel began to give instructions on how the child should be wooed. My God, my God. The angel began to bring forth instructions on how the child should be raised. Oh, my God. It said that the baby should be a Nazarite and consecrated, amen, before God. Lord, have mercy. You got to consecrate yourself, amen, glory to God, because that's what God has given you, amen, glory to God. You can't let nothing contaminate it, amen, glory to God. You're going to have to get your heart right. You're going to have to get your mind right, amen, glory to God. You can't go in there, amen, glory to God, with an upset spirit, amen, hallelujah, bowing down to everybody that come along and telling people all of the stuff that God is about to do. Come on, you got to just get in a position and follow the instructions that God gives you. Whoo, good God Almighty. You know what? God is able, whoo, to send in just what you need. He knows the time. Amen. Glory to God. He knows the place. He knows what needs to be done. Amen. Glory to God. And God also knows how to send people on the scene. Glory to God, to begin to bring forth something. God knows, amen, glory to God, how, hallelujah, to send the people to perfect you and to help you. So right now, God may have to send a midwife on the scene. And when God sends a midwife, it's so that that baby can come forth. You might have had a baby that's been sitting in a birth canal and has been baking way too long, and you come, hallelujah, glory to God. You come in there, and guess what? Amen, the midwife said, wait a minute, that baby got to get here. The midwife is skilled. We're going to talk about that in a couple of more weeks. We're going to just deal with a midwife situation. The midwife is skilled in being able to prepare you to bring that baby forth. So God will send people on your path. He sent, you know what, I think about this, amen, glory to God. Esther, she came on the scene, amen, glory to God, so that the people would, come on, glory to God, would be free. Sometimes God has, Lord have mercy, Jesus. Sometimes God will put people in place to bring you out. So we thank God tonight that you're in a place where God can open your womb. You're in a place, amen, glory to God, where God is blessing you. He's multiplying you, and he is keeping you safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Now, I want you to strategize tonight, amen, glory to God. I want you to begin, amen, glory to God, to find your way into travailing to birth that miracle so it can manifest, amen, glory to God. First of all, I want to tell you, number one, your number one journey to begin to travail to bring forth that baby, amen, glory to God, you're going to have to consecrate yourself before you can even go in. Listen, I'm telling you, you can't go into the king's temple any kind of way. You have to clean yourself up. What am I saying? Ask God to empty your heart of all of those things that you have, because you can't go beyond the veil. You're going to be standing on the outer court. You're not going to be able to get in. There's a certain attire that you have to wear to go into his presence. To make sure, first of all, that your heart is right. Consecrate yourself before the Lord. Begin to pray and seek the Lord's face and ask him for direction on what you are to do. Number two, remove, amen, glory to God, all negativity from around you. That means even your negative thoughts, even the things that you say to your own self that are self-defeating, those self-defeating prophecies that you speak over your own life. Those things that you say concerning your own life, I'm worthless, I'm not like everybody else, I'm not as popular, I'm not this, I'm not that. Stop it today. Amen. Glory to God. You're more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus. Number three, amen, glory to God, prepare yourself for the delivery. Now, when you're getting ready, now watch this, when you're getting ready to move, come on, you begin to pack your bags. You begin to pack your boxes. Some of y'all, hallelujah, as an act of faith, some of y'all, it's time for you to move. Amen, glory to God. So as an act of faith, you need to pack your bag. Come on here. As an act of faith, you need to begin to get you some boxes and pack your stuff. Hallelujah. As an act of faith, listen, when you get ready to go and have your baby, you get you a bag prepared for your next season. Lord, woo, good God Almighty, you got to get yourself ready for your next season. You need to change your garments for the next season. You need to get some stuff in place for your next season. You need to begin to get some things in alignment for your next season. You need to decide that today is the day that I begin to move in position. You need to decide today, amen, glory to God, that I'm going to allow God to rearrange these things for me. Hallelujah. And number four, act like you already been birthed your baby. That means you got, come on, hallelujah, I already birthed it. You need to begin to say, I already did it. It's already, you got to praise God in advance for your miracle. Hallelujah. Can I get you to praise God right there where you are? Amen. Glory to God. Begin to praise God for your miracle, for your breakthrough. Begin to praise God because it's already been done. It's already been worked out for your good. Hallelujah. Ooh, good God Almighty. Number five, amen. Y'all ready for this? When you get the blessing, don't forget where God brought you from, because you're not going to look like where you've been. So I don't want you to get the big head when you move in, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, to the new season. Don't get the big head. Don't go do too much talking, amen, glory to God, because God's going to have to deflate you. Hallelujah. So I want to thank y'all, amen. We're going to open up the lines in a moment. We're going to take a quick break, amen. We're going to give you a few announcements. While we're doing that, press one to speak to the host. Amen. We would love to hear from you because we have a lot of callers. Thank God for Periscope. I also want to thank God for Pastor Michelle Mastella. I want to thank God for her, amen, also sharing the things, amen, and Kingdom Connection, also for Perry Pastors, the things that are connecting on Periscope. Amen. I want to thank God for that. And all of those who came over from Periscope, I want to thank you for listening in and tuning in and being faithful. We have seen an influx of calls, an influx of replays, even those who are listening on the web. Thank you. Woo! The numbers, boy, this computer is blowing up tonight. Thank you, Lord. So I want to thank y'all so much. And then you stayed the whole time. Woo, that's an awesome thing. Thank you so much. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we want to hear from you. God bless you.
We at Evelyn Dairy Ministries would like to thank you for tuning into our live broadcast every Thursday. Your continuous support is appreciated. Evelyn Dairy Ministries would love to hear your feedback. Call us at 318-562-3500 to leave a message or inbox us at evelyndairyministries@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Remember, you can go back and listen to previous episodes at any time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/evelyndairyministries.
To sow into this great work, you can go to www.impactfireministries.com or mail in your donation to P.O. Box 6323, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71112. Call us at 318-562-3500 for more information.
Welcome back. Welcome back, family. We want to thank you so much for staying tuned with us. All right. We're going to begin to look at our screen and then see if anyone has called in. We told you it was going to be a quick break. Amen. We try to make sure that we are on schedule and everything that we're doing so that we'll be able to get you back to your family. One of the reasons why we chose to put it at 8:30 p.m. is so that you'll be able to get your children down. It may be after you get off work, you'll be able to settle down and listen to the broadcast. So we're so happy that you're tuned in tonight. We're so blessed that you decided to be here with us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We have Tamika from New Orleans, and she asked the question, are you supposed to hurt when you travail in the spirit?
Amen. I want to tell you that just as we have labor pains, thank you so much. Amen. Glory to God. I guess that's one of my homegirls. Amen. Well, thank God for you. Amen. Glory to God. I am from New Orleans, Louisiana. I want to thank God for you actually tuning in. Also, remember, you can go to impactfmi@gmail.com or evelyndairyministries@gmail.com. We have people on our staff that are waiting to take your inboxes. Amen. So I wanted to tell you that when you're travailing, it will hurt. You will go through the actual labor of birthing your miracle. But when you come out of all of that, you're going to be victorious. And there have been times, even when I was actually travailing, that I began to feel like cramps in my stomach, like actual cramps like you may have when you're actually expecting. So sometimes you are going to feel it in the physical, and sometimes you're also going to feel some cramping, amen, in your own physical body, and you'll begin to feel also some things in the mental. So you have to really pray and ask God to cover your mind, because the enemy will try to play even tricks on your mind and cause you to think that you're hallucinating and different things like that. So you have to make sure that your mind is fully covered and that you are not allowing the enemy to come in to try to steal your miracle. Amen. So make sure that you are fully prepared to go into the birthing process, and that you're fully prepared for the labor that's before you. And, you know, when you think of labor, it's hard work. Man, most of the time when people get through having a baby, they're tired. They don't want to see nobody. Amen. Hallelujah. Or anything like that. So I want to give you this scripture, Isaiah 13:8. It says, they will be terrified. Pains and anguish will take hold of them. They will writhe like a woman in labor. They will look at one another in astonishment, their faces aflame. You know, labor pain is not easy. So they were just using that in comparison of how, you know, the pain, the travailing pain will be. Amen? So that's a travailing verse. Hallelujah. Let's see if we have any other callers.
We also have Tyler from Illinois. Tyler just wants to say that he enjoyed your scope and the broadcast on tonight.
Thank you very much, Tyler. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God that we do have Illinois represented here today, and we want to thank God for you. We thank God for the increased scopes. You know, one of the things that God has given us is that we need to increase our periscopes. So we've been doing that. We've been doing a midday motivation. And also we come on Thursdays to introduce our show before it actually goes live so that people will be able to get on and enjoy the show. And we want to thank y'all so much. We have so many different episodes. We were going through the other day, and I think it's probably right close to 60 broadcasts that we have already done. So if you have not looked through our library, please make sure that you go through our library and see if there's anything there that can actually bless you along the way. We pray that you'll continue to listen to the broadcast and that it will begin to move you into a new place in God and that you will be strengthened on your journey. Amen. Do we have anyone else?
Wow, we have Wanda from the UK. Praise the Lord. I received the word on tonight. I shall travail, and God will manifest his glory in my life. I shall have my baby. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow, look at God. We're making it around the globe. Amen. Hallelujah. That's something that I always pray for. So we want to thank you so much for listening in, and we pray that God will continue to bless you. And as you give birth to that baby, make sure you give God glory, honor, and praise and give that baby back to God. You know, I thank God that as he's beginning to really elevate the ministry and as he's beginning to shift us into a new season, that we will always give it back to him, that everything that we do, that it will be to his glory and his honor. Amen. So we want to thank you so much for listening in all the way from the UK. God bless you. Amen. I want to thank God tonight. We have an awesome, awesome person here with us tonight that's been helping me with our broadcast. Very, very faithful. Sister Candy, how have you been blessed tonight? God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen. As usual, Prophet, I am always blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. We talked about the traveling into your breakthrough. One of the lessons that I had to learn was that even though you're traveling until you get to your breakthrough, you still have to travel after your breakthrough as well. Because some people only, you know, people say, what is it? Push, pray until something happens. Okay, when it happens, what you gonna do after that? Are you gonna abort the baby that God gave you? Are you gonna stop giving God praise for it? Are you gonna stop, you know, even communicating with God after that? So traveling until your breakthrough is an awesome, awesome, awesome word. It's a word within itself. So I thank God for tonight, and I pray that each and every person got something from me tonight.
Amen, amen. I'm telling you, thank you, everyone. Listen, I just pray that over the next couple of weeks, because we do want to bring in some live guests, so we want to begin to bring in other speakers on different topics that they can actually speak on the actual blog talk, and I'll interview them and different things like that. We want to be able to do it, but we're going to need your help. We're going to need you to not be shy. I get a lot of texts. I get a lot of emails. I get a lot of inboxes saying what a wonderful blessing it was, but it would be just such a great thing if you would just press one to speak to the host and let people know that you're there, that all of these live callers are there, and that they're listening in. It would be awesome just to hear your voice, just to know that we're talking to someone live, because we see all of the people who are here, and we are appreciative of you joining in with us, and we thank you so much for everything that you do each and every day. Also, remember that those of you who are still here now, make sure you would do blogtalkradio.com/Evelyn Derry Ministries and just put hashtag I'm birthing my miracle. Those of you who are here, so that the people will know that you were on this broadcast live tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to thank God for you. We want to thank God for everything that he's done tonight. And before we get off, I am going to pray and believe God for miracle signs and wonders. If you have to go, because some people, you know, you might not want to stay around for the prayer, but don't leave before the benediction. Amen. Hallelujah. But we're about to pray, and then we're about to shift over to our next assignment. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we just come tonight. We want to give you glory. We give you honor. We praise you, oh, Father God. Father, for everything that you've done tonight. We thank you for all of the wonderful people, oh, God, that you have listening in. God, we thank you for those, oh, Father God, even those in the UK and Illinois, oh, God, Arizona, Father God, Texas, Oklahoma, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, for those states, oh, God, being represented, God. We even thank you for our Louisiana, oh, Father God, hallelujah, territory. We thank you right now for all of those who are listening in. God, we want to thank you for Periscope. We want to thank you for those who are tuning in, oh, Father God, who have decided to follow us, oh, God, here. Lord, we thank you that they will even, Father God, go on blogtalkradio.com and follow us, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for those, oh, Father God, who are partnering with us, oh, God. Oh, God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, Father God, for what we're birthing. We thank you for the visions, God. We thank you for the businesses that are opening up, God. We thank you for those, oh, Father God, hallelujah, that are getting music contracts, God. We thank you, Father God, for those, oh, Father God, hallelujah, that are being, oh, Father God, introduced into the television, oh, God, to bring, oh, Father God, God's voice even in the marketplace, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for those, oh Father God, who are on here, oh God, who will begin to advance the kingdom for God. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Father, we thank you for those, oh Father God, who are on here, who have loved ones, oh God, who are sick. And we thank you for divine healing. We thank you for your power manifesting right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, that they're birthing their legacy, their miracle, that they won't give up. They won't give in. They won't stop, oh God, that they will continue to press forward, that they will continue to do what you called them to do, oh God, that they will begin, oh God, hallelujah, to believe you for miracle signs and wonders, that they will walk in the kingdom authority, oh God, in what you sent them to do, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you in advance, oh God, for what you've done in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to invite you all, amen, to make sure that you go to impactfireministries.com and coming soon, amen, our website will be up on evelynderryministries.org. Amen. We're working on getting it up live. Amen. Hallelujah. And we also want to thank you all for all of those who are following us on Facebook and Twitter. We want to thank you all for that as well. We want to thank you for an awesome, awesome night in the Lord. We thank God for everything that he's doing. We thank him for his Holy Spirit that rests, rules, and abides with us. Until next week, we want to thank you so much for tuning in. This is Prophet Evelyn Derry signing off. Until next week, God bless you.